I'm violinist Catherine Vodopek, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Matt Schlummer, and I conduct the band at Interlochen Arts Academy, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Matt. That was our very own Dr. Matthew Schlummer playing the Kids Commute theme on his saxophone. You can play the theme any way you want with any instrument you want. You can find the sheet music and instructions, everything you need at our website, kidscommute.org. Happy Friday, kids commuters. Welcome to the last day of Sleeping Beauty Week on IPR's Kids Commute. I hope you're feeling prepared and ready to go see the ballet on Saturday. We'll remind you when and where after the music today and ask you our Quizlet question. Yesterday, hooray, hooray, the prince has kissed Aurora and woken her up. Well, once Aurora wakes up, everybody in the castle wakes up, and it's a great big happy family reunion, and that means it's time for a great big happy wedding. One of the neat things about the ballet that you'll enjoy very much, I think, if you see it in person, is that the wedding guests are all really interesting and really neat. There are a whole bunch of different kinds of fairies. You'll see each one come and do a dance. And also, because this is a fairy tale, Sleeping Beauty, Aurora, invites a bunch of other fairy tale characters to her wedding. So Cinderella shows up with her prince, and Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf. That's a really fun part of the ballet to watch. So we're about to hear the festive procession, the wedding march, the wedding of Aurora and her prince, and the end of the Sleeping Beauty ballet. Happily ever after. Woohoo!
Thank you.
huzzah, happily ever after, and so forth. That was the Wedding March from Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Ballet, Andrew Mogrelia, conducted at the Czechoslovak Philharmonic of Košice. It's a real treat to see all the fairy tale guests and the fairies at her wedding. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You can see all of that tomorrow. I'll tell you how in just a minute. In the meantime, though, let's ask this week's Quizlet question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. Okay, here we go. We have established that Carabosse is the wicked fairy in Sleeping Beauty, but there's one fabulous fairy who always seems to show up just in time to make things better. What is the name of the good fairy in Sleeping Beauty? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get it right, the prize pack is yours. And hey, you can win one every week, so jump on in. Now, let's talk about how you can see this entire gorgeous ballet for free on Saturday. Join us here at Interlaken Center for the Arts for Winterlaken tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You can see a free performance of Sleeping Beauty by our super talented Interlaken Arts Academy Dance Company and Orchestra. Now's your chance! And let me tell you a secret. My own kiddo thought she did not like ballet until she saw Sleeping Beauty at Interlaken. Now, one more piece of fun business. Would you like a shot at conducting our Interlaken Orchestra? Join us tomorrow for our Kids Conduct Workshop. There's one at 11 and another at 11:30 tomorrow morning. You can find us in the new music building, room 1008. Our own Dr. Leslie Dunner will teach you to conduct and then let you conduct our orchestra. We hope you enjoyed Sleeping Beauty Week and that we'll see you at Winterlaken tomorrow. I'm Kate Botello. Tony Biro is our producer. Production help comes from Joseph Levesque. Happy Valentine's Day!
Interlaken Public Radio.